Well, we have a great show today. We're going to get to know Harold Jones Corte.
HJQ.
That's right. He took a unique path to the NFL. Chicago Bears Network's Jeff Joniak sat down with the rookie who shared his journey from Ghana to Chicago.
Just to get my story out there, you know, it can motivate a lot of different people and, you know, just to let people know that you can make it from anywhere. You know, it doesn't really matter where you're from. If you're, you know, willing to put in the effort, put in the work, I mean, anything's possible. I mean, so I feel blessed to be able to share my story.
Jump ball is intercepted. Harold Jones Corte coming out of the end zone. Bears with a takeaway.
Well, there are not many people in the world that can make it to the NFL, but there's not many people that made it to the NFL and made the journey you did. You came from Ghana. From Ghana to Columbus, Ohio, that's a big gap and a big jump to the National Football League.
In Ghana, you know, we play a lot of soccer. And while in soccer, I was a defensive player in soccer, you know, and I was a little aggressive, things like that. And I came to the United States and, you know, I had a cousin who was already here, you know, and he taught me football like literally the next day.
As you get towards high school, tell us what happened then.
My mom didn't want me to go to, you know, in the city because, you know, bad school and things like that. So she didn't care about football. She wanted me to get a good education and things like that. And I just needed to play football. I needed to. That was the love of my life. So, you know, I searched around the internet and, you know, found, you know, the Columbus Crusaders.
And that is a club team.
It's a club team. And we just play for fun. And, you know, our motto is honor Jesus. If at any point my grades would have dropped or things like that, she would have immediately, you know, cut it off. So, you know, I just had to make do with what I had, and you know, I think God had a plan.
Did you think honestly you had NFL ability, and was the dream really, really a faraway dream?
I knew it would take a lot to get there, but I can honestly tell you that I wanted to be in the NFL, and you know, you couldn't tell me I wasn't going to get there.
So you walk on basically to the Arizona Cardinals preseason roster because they had a workout for you, right?
They had
a tryout, but they cut you.
Yeah.
What happened then?
You know, they really wanted to bring me in for practice squad and develop me. They thought I was a little raw. My agent told me about the waiver wire. I knew nothing about the waiver wire. I was getting ready to sign a practice squad contract. And the general manager was like, hey, you didn't clear waivers. Congratulations, you're a Chicago Bear. And I was stunned. You know, it was, you know, I'm getting emotional thinking about it right now, but it was like a dream come true.
Then you get to start a couple games.
The coaches didn't even have to tell me to go in. I just ran in. I ran in there. I was excited. During the games, I have my helmet on, strapped up, and you know ready when my number is called. And it's been a long journey, but you know, there's still a lot more road ahead of me that I need to conquer.
Wow, that is crazy. I don't even want to look down.
It's so surreal. It's a little emotional. I mean, come from a place so small.
On top of the world.
The journey, the obstacles and the hurdles and some of the things you had to experience to get here from Ghana.
I live with my father. My mom was in the United States. She left when I was really young. I didn't meet her till I was about 9. And she wanted.
You're kidding me.
I thought my grandma was my mom for the longest. You know, I'm glad I got to know my mother, and I'm glad that she brought me here. But like the first thing I had was a McDonald's cheeseburger, which was like a dollar when I think about it now, but like, I just couldn't understand how much, it was so much food.
Even here, the contextual reference to a dollar hamburger versus maybe what you had or didn't have in Ghana really is a stark difference.
I'm so focused on driving and pushing forward, but when I look back, you know, I feel like I'm already successful. I've beat the odds in a sense.
Conversely, you haven't seen your dad now in 13 years.
It's harder because when he asks me how my day is going and you know, how things are going, I always say it's good because I know that whatever that I'm going through, you know, is not even close to what's going on back home. Just remember where I came from, things like that. Like, I'm in the perfect situation. All I got to do is just be who I am, be tough, give him my all, and, you know, I don't have to ever go back to where I used to be. And I think that's probably what made me who I am, just having that mentality that, you know, so many people back home who would love to have this opportunity. Every single day I wake up and, you know, I drive here and see the Chicago Bear logo, and it's so surreal to me. I haven't sat back and completely taken it in yet because I've been so busy and I'm just so focused. But when I do, you know, once in a while on an off day, things like that, it's just, it becomes very emotional for me, very emotional. And my road here, my journey here is so unique that I know there's a God. You know, I just know it because I couldn't have done it by myself. I couldn't have. I'm always, every single day, I'm just very thankful.